Hi, Karen. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Well, I have a question about alkaline body chemistry. I was reading an article that said if you have an alkaline body chemistry that you have less chance of getting cancer. And what it was saying is putting a teaspoon of baking soda and a teaspoon of molasses in a cup of hot water and drinking it every morning. So what I wanted to know is it true that it might prevent a chance towards cancer? And number two, if I did that, if it was going to harm me.
Okay. Yes, it is true that it lowers cancer risk. Now, the expert at our clinic on pH in the body is Dr. John Sherman. He's one of the doctors who works with people who have cancer. And he recommends highly, and so do I. I copy him. I copy anything that's good. That people obtain pH test strips. Are you familiar with those, ma'am?
No.
Okay. You can buy them at any compounding pharmacy. You can buy them at Tama Dispensary. And sometimes you can buy them at health food stores. They're a long plastic strip with a little bit of, just looks like a little bit of cardboard or something on the end. And they come in a tube with a whole bunch of other test strips. And what one does is first thing in the morning, stick it under the tongue, get all wet with saliva, pull it out, and look at the color chart on the tube, and it'll tell you what your pH is right then and there, ma'am. Then you can experiment with yourself. Gee, if I do this bicarbonate thing, is my pH going to go to more alkaline or not? Of course it's going to go more alkaline, but is it going to go sufficiently more alkaline? Now, what Dr. Sherman recommends, and again, he's our clinic expert on this, is that we try to maintain a pH between 6.5 and 7. If we get down below 6.5, well, that's a little too acidy, and above 7, that's maybe unnecessarily alkaline. But that's Dr. Sherman. You can read about that issue elsewhere. But the big deal is if you're going to do this, why not make sure that it's doing something for you? And once you find out, you don't have to use pH test strips for the rest of one's life. We never have to do that. We need to find out, okay, what does it take for my own body to give me that reflection of pH on my morning thingy and the test strip? And after I've found out what that takes, I'll check it every once in a while to make sure it's still working because, yes, things do change in our bodies, but we don't have to check it every day for the rest of our lives, ma'am.
Okay, so when you're talking about 6.5 and 7.0, that's on the alkaline level, or that's just kind of the where you're supposed to be between that, the acidic and
okay,
the alkaline?
The 7 is definitely on the alkaline side. The 6.5 might be considered in between.
Okay.
I do know people who have kidney failure who go as high as a pH of 8 because it's been found to really slow down the kidney failure to be more alkaline. So there you go. It's another reason.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that a teaspoon and a cup of hot water or whatever wasn't going to be harming my body. So you're basically saying that you need to kind of check to see what your pH level is so that you know for your body what it is.
Exactly. Why not? It's personal medicine, and it's your own self-testing without having to pay a laboratory. And it's accurate.
Okay. And earlier in the show, you were talking about the iodine.
Yes, ma'am.
That's probably going to help with female type cancers, but I didn't get the name of it or exactly what it's called.
Okay, let me spell it for you. LUGOL'S. Named after a physician who pioneered this stuff back in the 1800s, 1840. He wasn't the first, but he used it quite widely for a whole lot of things that it worked for. So Lugol's. Now here's the trouble, ma'am. One can no longer buy the full strength Lugol's over the counter. And you know, it wasn't our public servants at FDA who stopped us from doing that. It was our public servants at DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. And they had that written on their website. They said, oh, well, we can't let people buy that full-strength Lugol's without a prescription because they might run out and make methamphetamine with it. And then, two paragraphs later, they said, oh, but there's been no cases of that, but we're doing it just in case. I'm not kidding, ma'am. So to get full-strength Lugol's, you have to have a prescription these days. You didn't when we were a freer country.
So is that something that the doctors at your clinic write?
Oh, we prescribe for that whenever it's called for. And here's the other thing, ma'am. It also helps to prevent breast cancers because if we rub that one drop of Lugol's on one breast one day and one breast in the other breast the next day and back and forth, we're down to half the amount it would take or more, half or more than it would take to suppress the thyroid. Plus, we're making that iodine resident in the breasts. And so if a breast cancer tries to form itself, it takes up the iodine and goes kaput. Come on. So it's one of the better cancer prevention things one can do if one sticks with that low dose and works with one's doctor on it, ma'am, because you got to have a doctor to get a prescription for it because you might make methamphetamine.
I don't think so, but thank you so much for clearing things up.
Okay, ma'am, and good luck with, I'm sure you can find a natural medicine doctor who will help you along.